Barovians today live more isolated lives than ever. We cower in our homes, afraid of our vampire overlord, or that weird old lady who sells the pies that are totally made out of kids. Sometimes it feels like we don't even know where we come from, or where we're going. Who can we trust? Has everyone we've ever known and loved been eaten by werewolves? Well, you might be more connected than you realize. Barovian Family Tree Genealogy Services can help you get in touch with your family members. Just listen to our latest testimonial.
I grew up thinking that I was the daughter of Kolyan Indirovich, the burgomaster of the village of Barovia.
Meet Irina Kolyanovich.
I was raised by the mayor of Valaki, but I had always had these recurring dreams about this woman, each and every night.
And Izek Strozny.
I had no idea that the family I grew up with wasn't my biological family, but after I found out, I wanted to learn more.
Irina desperately wanted to find family.
I was obsessed! I had to find out who this woman was! I thought that she must have some kind of connection to me.
And Izek had a feeling that someone was missing from his life.
So I turned to Barovian Family Tree Genealogy Services. All it took was a sample of my saliva, and they were able to tell me that I had a brother in Valaki.
A simple scientific process revealed a connection.
They told me they needed a sample of bodily fluid. They said saliva would be fine, but I insisted on semen.
It was a little weird that he insisted on semen, but DNA is DNA.
It was amazing to find out that I had a brother. When we saw each other, the memories came rushing back, and he hugged me.
Touching stories of reunion.
I had to have her in my arms, and then I kissed her.
The warm embrace of family.
And then he kissed me, but not like a brother and sister kiss. It was way too much.
A brother and sister, together at last.
No, seriously, it was messed up. He kissed me on my mouth for an uncomfortable length of time, and he wouldn't stop. It was kind of rapey.
I'm sure Izek was probably just excited to see his
yeah,
sister.
Yeah, she's totally right. It was pretty rapey.
But you're her brother! We told you that she's your sister! You sent in all of that semen! So much semen! I tested it all! It took weeks of my life! I missed my son's first steps while I was testing your semen!
It's not my fault that I produced an unbelievable amount of semen! It's a family trait! Irina, now you know even more about your family! Kiss me!
Oh no! I don't want to know about the semen of anyone I'm related to! And I don't want to kiss you! You are my brother!
What's wrong, Irina? Is the problem that I haven't told you enough about my semen?
Ugh, I don't think that's the problem, Izek.
What do we do, voiceover lady?
We've got to get away from this dude! Run!
And so Irina and the voiceover lady ran far from Valaki to a small, cozy cottage on a clear mountain lake. They fell in love, adopted 6 cats, and spent the remainder of their days together in a household free of strife and free of semen.
Barovian Family Tree Genealogy Services. Please stop sending us your semen.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
The whole time, just so you know, she is struggling very violently at this point to try to get away. And
I'm
you hear
saying,
her...
Izek, that bothers Will. Will does not like that.
So go ahead and make a strength check for Bernard.
Okay. 15 plus whatever his strength is.
It's a contest.
1,000!
Okay.
the bear is starting to get in between, starting to wedge its way in, and you can see the gap, and they break apart for a second. And Irene says, "Isaac, what are you doing?" And he reaches over and like basically grabs her head to pull it into his face again.
What the fuck? Will is going over there too. I mean, like this kind of stuff disturbs him.
The girl, the woman, gets over there and starts to scratch at Isaac, but it doesn't seem to be doing much. He kind of kicks at her with his foot and sends her sprawling backwards. He's not like putting his weight into it because he's not focused on that, but he's strong enough to
Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Everybody roll initiative.
Alright.
Oh, here we go.
I was gonna say well, alright.
You can say something while
we talked up sooner, Beth. Yeah. Whack, we're gonna get whacking.
I know. No, now we're fighting.
14. I suck so much at initiative.
I know, I only got a 2. Plus 3 is 5.
I also got 5. I got 3 plus 2.
I got 18.
Lank is so grossed out by the sibling kiss that he can't bring himself to arm him.
He's like, just ew. No.
Something's wrong with Isaac's upper story.
Yeah, we knew that.
Where were you at?
14.
All right. Will, you're up.
Yes! All right, Eldritch Blast. 2 bolts, 1 dude. Let's go. That was a shitty roll. All right.
Okay.
What do I add to it?
It's plus something.
Okay. It's
plus something. Is that helpful?
9.
That's a miss.
Damn it! I do it on purpose to scare him. Bolts. Oh, I do. I rolled both? Okay.
Yeah, they're separate because you can miss with one and hit with
17.
The other.
17.
That's a hit, probably. Plus 17 plus something.
23.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. 9.
Okay.
And I'm going over and putting myself, like, on her side.
Well,
I'm not...
I'm
going
to give you a little tip here.
Oh,
I'm
goodness.
Assuming you're going to push him with
yes.
your bolt.
Yes.
So you... It's 10 feet apart.
Yes, I'm saying... Right, I'm coming over to her side, so I'm pushing him away from her.
Yeah, but your bolt pushes him 10 feet away from her.
Is that
already.
Not cool?
No, I'm assuming that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know you actually said that, so...
Yes, I'm pushing him away. Sorry. Yes,
okay.
I don't know. I'm confused even by this conversation.
I thought
right
you
now.
Were saying you were physically pushing him away with your body.
No, I cannot. I'm saying I'm just getting on her side and pushing him with the bolt.
Okay. Cool. Bathwhack.
All right. How far is he from Arena?
10 feet, because that's how far Will's blast can push him.
All right. Can I approach so that Arena is out of a 15-foot cone and then attack him with the breath weapon?
Yeah, totally. You can, as long as she's next to you or behind you, you're fine. And I think, there's really nobody. He's basically on the north end of the room, and there's no one else in that direction. So you could pull that off without without risking anybody else. So go for
okay,
it.
Okay, good. Let's do it. So he has to make a constitution saving throw. DC 13. Unless he's immune to poison.
I don't believe so. Okay, he fails.
Okay. So he takes 7 damage.
All right. It is Izek's turn. He is going to where did Will go? Did you put yourself between them?
I basically went and stood next to her.
Okay.
My bear is between them. My bear is right in front of me. I mean, that's the thing. Will is not going to sacrifice his whole self for this, but he is he has a thing with women that is a thing about consent and stuff that is an issue with him.
Okay. Izek is going to scream and rush at Irina. He is going to move directly past you, Batwack, so go ahead and make an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Jeez.
Which is just a standard melee attack.
He's just insane. Like, he's just a crazy person. Man, I thought he'd be
natural
cool.
Natural 20.
Whoa! Yeah!
Nice. Wow.
Yeah!
Alright, so I max out the damage.
There
you max the damage, and then you roll the die again and just add that flat result to what your max damage could be.
Freaking awesome. Natural 20. He's just like, you shall not!
Oh. It's 28.
All right.
Oh my god, did he?
Describe...
I rolled an 8. I rolled an 8.
So your max normally is 20. What is your weapon attack? So like what
it's
do you
a longsword.
So it's what? 1d what plus what?
It's 1d8 plus 6.
Okay. So your max is 14.
Yeah.
And then you rolled an 8.
Yeah.
So it's 22. Right?
Oh, I don't get to add the plus 6 again?
No.
Ah, got it. Okay.
Okay. But you still kill him, so go ahead and describe killing
his
ex-Dosny.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, Irina! Oh god!
He's gonna be so mad at us.
Oh god.
Doesn't he get to say whether or not he wants to kill him?
I guess so, if Bathwet thinks he would not be trying to kill him.
No, I fully intended to kill him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
On your shell, it will be!
Yeah. I mean, Bathwick's just like, and lunges at him. And, you know, just aim right for his throat. So.
Yeah.
Your aim is true.
Wow.
Fair dragonborn.
Wow.
Your sword cleaves deep into his throat,
oh.
Thudding into his spine at the back of his neck.
Oh, come on.
No, it slides through him. It slides through him like cotton candy. The room is filled with the beautiful smell of roses. Izek floats up into the air. He smiles. He says, "You freed me from my prison of hate. Thank you all."
Aww.
And just disappears.
His head pops off like a cake pop.
Oh, God.
Like a cake pop.
No, actually, his head flops backwards on, thumps against his back, blood sprays everywhere.
Oh, ooh, hey, bark. Is it on me? It's right on me, isn't it?
Mm. And then I kick his body to the floor.
Whoa.
Well, his inertia was pretty strong, so he's actually carried forward.
Oh.
And he kind of stumbles forward and thumps into Bernard and is thrown to the side. Some blood, significant amounts of blood sprays all over Arena.
Oh no! Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh goodness.
And he thumps to the floor.
Lank walks over and kicks him.
We were trying to get him away from Arena. Now his blood's all over.
Arena's just standing there. She's shaking.
Oh no.
She is like beet red, also blood red, but beet red underneath the blood red.
Oh no.
And she's just like, oh, what? Ah! And you suddenly see flames erupt all down her arm.
Oh, God.
It's these bright red flames. When they grow and they turn bright white, and suddenly the room is filled with flame.
Oh, my God, it was her. It was her! Did she burn down the... We're all dead.
I need everybody to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, my God.
So what pissed her off at the end that set it on fire?
I guess Blinsky trying to kill her or drag her away.
That is 19.
22.
19
plus 3,
22.
9.
Hey, Abby, I got 19 plus 3, too.
I know. Oh, that's cool.
That's crazy.
High five.
Just like the best. Oh, my God. Isn't it cool to be 20 and above?
We beat Link again!
What about Bathwack? Did I hear a 9?
9.
Mm, okay.
And I feel like we totally messed this up.
Oh, really? You mean your murderous lunge at him wasn't the best thing ever
way
you could have possibly
more
done?
Points. Oh,
oh, crap.
Is this the sound of Eric rolling for every single character he's playing?
I think he is rolling the amount of damage that everyone gets who didn't save.
Everybody take 16 damage.
Oh, shit.
Except Batwhack, who takes 32.
Oh!
And, oh. Oh, and Nick takes 32.
Oh.
I guess I should probably save for all of our NPCs. Let's see how they do.
Wait, who? Oh, my God, little kitty! Oh, no!
Oh, I guess it's just the one, yeah.
So Blinsky's fine? Yeah, yeah.
He's in the other room. Okay, come on, man.
Well, the door was closed. He's in the other room.
Oh,
you're
good.
Lucky it swings shut automatically. So, who is still awake?
Me.
Lank has 4 hit points left.
I have 1 hit point.
I'm good.
Bathwack, are you awake?
Yeah, 12 hit points.
I rolled a 22 and... And I'm still really good, guys.
I'm still, like, great and fancy and wonderful.
You hear the woman scream. She,
Oh, no.
The Catwoman.
Yes. She is not used to this kind of thing. She is still on her feet. She was able to somehow, almost cat-like, kind of jump over behind the stairs and avoid a little bit of damage there. The rest of you were able to duck behind either bears or corpses or people. Oh, what about Bernard? I think he's disappeared.
Oh, you bitch! No, I don't say that, but I'm mad. Oh, Bernard.
And anything wooden in this room, including the floor above, is starting to significantly blaze.
Oh, crap! This house is gonna burn down.
It's gonna collapse on us, dudes.
Oh my god.
Most of what's down here is stone, but above you, the floor is wooden, and it seems to be taking hold.
Isn't there a well-preserved dead guy above us?
Yes. And Blinsky's in the other room.
And Irina, when this happens, when the flames clear, she is down on the floor, presumably unconscious.
Oh my god.
All right. I'm gonna try to sprint over and grab Blinsky.
Bathwick probably doesn't need any help. Actually, Lank would probably try to grab Irina.
Okay. You guys can easily do that. What about the rest of you all?
I'd really like to do a healing spell.
Go for it.
I can do my mass healing word. Mass healing word. It's time for us to do the mass healing word. 1d4. Okay. Words of restoration! Words of restoration! Here we go to be restored! Okay.
Rafina has prepared a spell to cast as soon as everybody is in sight. What is Will doing? Just running around like Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Wait, is Nick okay?
Nick is still standing, yes. He doesn't look to be doing too well, but he is probably doing about as well as Bathwack is.
He doesn't need assistance, in other words.
Not to get out, no. He wouldn't mind some healing.
Right.
Can Rafina... I think Will would ask Rafina, because I think he saw this when she created water to help with the fire over by the Blue Water Inn. He's going to be like, can you do anything about the flames here? There was stuff upstairs we might want to check out later. No? No?
Do you want me to heal you, or do you want me to save the crap upstairs?
Well, I'm doing just fine. So save the crap upstairs. No.
I actually think I can do create water. Again.
Yeah, just so you know, with the lower level spells, you can choose. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do this, but you can choose to spend a higher level spell slot.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
To cast it, and sometimes it does more. Like with create water, you create 10 additional gallons of water for every spell slot above first.
Oh, I think I even did that last time, or we talked about doing it.
Oh, yeah, I think you might have done that to help with the fire.
I'm always having to put out fires, guys!
Sorry.
And Will doesn't know how your stuff works, because his is different, so if you just say no, he's not going to be like, it doesn't matter, even if he was like...
I want to help, Will! You know I want to help! But I can't do more than one, because are we taking official turns, or...?
No, we're out of initiative. I'm just kind of...
And you're if you're the healer, you should... I mean, you can totally argue for that, because if that's like... If you can only do one spell, if you only have like one slot left, you should probably heal people. Will's just thinking of that.
That's my instinct, yeah.
That's just my storytelling thing that I thought for Will, that he'd be like, we just saw all that stuff up there, and plus they're rich, and plus... Oh, well... Plus, I feel fine, so I don't need any healing. And I'm the only one that matters.
Throw all the band-aids on the fire, it might put it out. Healing potion, that's got water in it.
Yeah.
Nick's gonna go over and help the cat lady.
Oh, aww. That's nice of him.
He's gonna start trying to make his way up the stairs and out the cellar door to the outside door, not inside. Bathwack, you have no trouble getting Blinsky. So you can make your way back into the room. And Rafina, if you want to go ahead and roll for your healing.
Yep. Are we going out the cellar door?
Yeah, the one that goes to the outdoors, I think makes sense.
Ooh, I got a 4.
Nice.
Oh, that's good. So 4 plus your wisdom modifier, is it 3?
3.
All right, so everybody... Okay, so up to 6 creatures can gain 7 hit points. Who do you choose, Rafina?
That
includes yourself, if you want.
Everyone who's been nice to me. I'm picking myself, because you have to do your oxygen mask for yourself before helping others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Self-care.
Self-care, that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Alrighty.
And I have 12 times as many hit points as you, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Now I've guaranteed that you won't pick me.
Yeah, seriously. I was gonna say you last, but maybe I won't even get to you. Arena has lost hit points too, right?
She fell unconscious. You don't know if she was damaged or if she just passed out from what happened.
Well, Lank for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
There's two.
Lank is almost always nice to me. And the bear. Oh, wait, we don't see the bear.
The bear's gone.
Running out of people I want to give.
and the furniture and the dead guy upstairs.
And that burning bed.
And the fire.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, all right, fine. Nick and Bathwack and Will.
Yes!
All right, you can pick one more.
One more, right? Cat Lady.
All right.
Cat Lady!
Cat Lady!
All right, so everybody feels a little better as Rafina's words of restoration flow over all of you. And you can all walk or limp or prowl, depending on who you are and how much of a cat you think you are, up the stairs.
I'm prowling all the way up the stairs.
You're a slinking. Up the stairs, out the cellar door, and into the late morning non-sunlight.
I changed myself into the Baron.
I was going to ask. And you can start to see the flames within through the windows start to lick upwards. It looks like this is going to be a roaring fire any moment now.
Oh, crap. There were things inside. Let me try to remember. Can I remember anything about what I saw? Anything I want to steal?
I mean, you could try to... I mean, it was in the basement. The floor didn't explode upward. It caught on fire, but pretty much the whole thing. Based on where you were standing in the cellar, you think that... I mean, you could access that stairway pretty much immediately inside the front door. Mm-hmm. You could try to run upstairs. You could think that might be possible.
Yeah,
if there's something you want to do.
If I don't think that it is an immediate danger of collapsing, like, right
you
away...
You don't want to take your time.
Right. Can I run up to the bedroom of Fiona Wachter? I'm just gonna be like, peace out! And then you see the Baron run into the burning building. I'm going to save someone! And really, I'm just stealing shit.
Alright, so Baron takes off around the corner of the house towards the front. Does anybody follow him?
Nope, he's running into a burning building.
I'm healed a little bit, but I'm still pretty singed, so...
Your eyebrows will take a while to grow back.
Yeah.
So you head back up to the bedroom you were in?
Yes.
And what is your goal?
I want to, like, look through stuff, see if she had any, like, papers or anything. Look around, see if she has a desk.
You're going to steal the entire desk?
Yes! I'm going to steal her desk. I'm going to ride it out of the burning building.
Desk comes flying out the window. The third floor.
Hey, nobody touch that. That's mine now.
In the room itself, I mean, there isn't too much. There's the bed with him on it. It looks like there's maybe like a closet in the corner that you could go into.
Yeah.
You want to go in the closet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It contains shelves of fancy footwear and many fine garments.
And the door locks behind you.
Yeah. Oh. Bathwack did follow me and he locked me in the closet.
Among the clothes, you'd catch a glimpse of a garment similar... You wouldn't know this, but I'll say it for flavor's sake. Similar to the ones that the cultists were wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you did see the guy at the end.
Yeah,
and you kind of... You saw some through the door.
Okay.
There's a high shelf, and you can see up there a small iron chest.
I pull that down.
Okay.
Can I open it?
It's locked.
I tuck it under my arm, and I keep looking.
Okay. You don't find much else of note here.
Any inside tables or by the bed or anything? Any secret compartments in the closet? Something like
for that, you would need to do a perception check to look for secret-y cool. things. I'm assuming you're hurrying, so.
Yeah, crappy roll.
Okay, yeah, you don't find anything secret-y like that. There's some bed tables, but there's nothing really of import in them.
Okay. What else did I pass?
There were closed doors in the hallway you were in that you could try to explore.
Start throwing doors open as you go. Doors open, yeah.
The force door you come to. It's looks like maybe a linen closet. It's got a few blankets and linens in it. I'm assuming you keep going.
I keep all the linens. Every linen. I'm like, linens! Yay!
They're all highly...
My quest is at an end!
They're all highly flammable.
Oh, God.
And they prove it at that moment.
The fire isn't even up there yet. They just burst into flames.
There's fire nearby!
The next room, it's a door right next to the room where you found the cat girl in it.
Okay.
You open that up, it's unlocked, it is a bedroom, and it contains a bed.
Uh-huh.
With, there's a table with a lamp on it, and a slender wardrobe. There's a window box where you could sit with some drapes.
Does it look like somebody important sleeps in here?
No.
All
right. It's a small bedroom.
Keep going.
Okay. The next room is the room that the cat lady was in.
Fuck that room. There's probably nothing in there.
Okay.
There's a litter box.
Yeah. There's human poop. Everywhere.
And then you open the next room, and it is a large room, and it is a library.
Oh, jackpot. Is there a desk in here?
Bookshelves hugging the walls. There's a desk.
Through the desk as much as I can.
You know,
desks.
You notice most of the bookshelves are bare. They look surprisingly bare. There's a wine cabinet. The room has kind of an irregular shape, and it kind of cuts away from you to the left from the door.
All right.
You also notice it looks like there's a bunch of cats in here.
What?
Like
alive?
Cats.
I'm not there.
Are they alive?
They're normal cats.
All right, let them out. I mean, I am a cat person. Will is a cat person, actually, so he's going to let the cats out.
What is your perception normally? No, not a perception roll, just what is your perception?
Passive
perception down at the bottom. Yeah.
11?
Okay. You happen to notice there's one cat that runs in front of the door as you go that has a key hanging from its collar.
Oh! Here, kitty, 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 kitty! And I do, with prestidigitation, I make like a fishy smell.
Okay.
Coming from my hand.
The cat comes up to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, he bites your hand.
Oh, you little, I grab it by the neck of my hand.
It starts clawing at you.
Okay.
You made your hand smell like food.
I know!
Viciously, take 1 point of damage.
Okay, can I grab the key off?
Yeah, now that you have the cat.
You're going to want to get that looked at, by the way. Cat bites can be serious.
Is there a window in this room? Is it facing where the people were, all my friends are? My friends.
It is not. It is on the other side of the house. There are some windows, but none facing that.
Can I break the window with, like, you know, something and just shout out as loud as I can, there are a bunch of cats up here! If anyone cares!
And Rafita says, okay, toss them out!
Don't toss them out! Lank's already heading inside.
Okay. Lank, if you go up, you can see the door that Will went through is basically at the top of the stairs, and you can join Will in the library.
How many cats are we talking here?
You'd say maybe eight.
Eight, all right. Come on, kitties! He starts gathering the cats.
I make Lank smell like fish. I, like, go, poof! I can, what is it? I can flavor. Oh my god, I can flavor him!
Artificially flavored.
I make him taste like tuna fish. And I'm like, go, Lank, go! No. But yeah, no, I totally make him smell like fish or whatever the heck cats. Unfortunately, I've never been able to have a cat. I've always wanted a cat, but I don't know a lot about cats because
they like allergic people.
Yeah, I know. I know that because my allergic husband.
Make Lank smell like catnip.
Catnip, okay. Yeah, I make Lank smell like catnip because Will has cats, so he would know that, right? Do I have to roll for that? Does catnip exist?
Does catnip exist?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I make Lank smell like catnip.
Okay.
And I go, Lank, run!
They would come up and smell, but they wouldn't bite until they got the right texture. So I could, like, gather them up and carry them downstairs.
Oh, yay!
Any cat that you try to pick up attacks you viciously.
Whoa!
Oh, okay.
These do not seem like nice cats.
All right, then I'm going to more try to herd, which everyone knows how well this works, but I'm going to try.
I feel like there should be a saying.
The instant they...
Imagine a bag of flour. All right, Lank, go ahead and give me an animal handling check.
Is that a thing?
It is.
I think that was the very first roll Lank ever did.
It was.
Yeah, it was. You burst out of the ground and made a doggy friend.
Oh, that's hysterical.
That is 17.
Okay, wow. You are able to herd, I would say, you start to get 6 of them out of the room and at least starting down the stairs.
Okay.
While he's doing that, are you helping him?
If I see that he's doing that, I'm like, all right, these cats suck. And I start looking around the room in the desk and stuff.
As I'm escorting the first 6 out, I'll shout back, keep an eye on the other 2 so we know where they are. I'll be right back.
Gotcha. Cool.
I mean it, Will.
Yep. I will not throw them out the window. Don't worry. And then he's like, no, I really won't throw them out the window. Okay, I have cats. I'm not going to throw them out the window. Go, run, my catnip-flavored friend.
By the way, Lank, you took 1 point of damage when you tried to pick one up before.
All right. You discovered
they were assholes. Will, the desk contains blank pieces of parchment, quill pens, jars of ink, wax candles, and a wax seal.
I take the seal.
Okay.
I'll take the parchment.
Okay.
I'm not sure I have a quill. I think my patron was a dick when he packed my bag, so I'll take a quill, too.
Mm-hmm. You'll take the desk.
I'll take the desk. Are there any secret compartments you have to roll to see if there are, like, secret things in the desk?
You can go ahead and roll.
19 plus, what do I roll? Investigation? 23.
All right. You notice something on the bottom of one of the feet of the desk. On the right side. It's like this little, like, it looks like almost maybe something you'd step on or push down on, but it's like inside. It looks like a little, maybe like a lever, potentially a switch. It's very concealed.
I do it.
You die.
I totally wince when I do it. I'm like wincing and ducking my head under my shoulders like, and then I do it.
Okay. As you do that, a section of the bookshelf along the southernmost wall, sort of the wall nearest where that foot is, swings open.
Oh, yes.
Batwack, Rafina, what are you guys doing?
I'm getting ready to do the water spell because Will's been in there a while. I'm a little nervous.
Have I gotten the cats out yet?
Yeah, they're you've made gotten them at least down into the foyer and smelling the outside. I'm assuming the doors are open. They had outside.
Okay, then I'm going to go back for the last 2.
All right. Bathwack, you see 6 cats come out the front door.
I'm going to move a little further away from the house and put Blinsky down somewhere. Okay. Not horribly uncomfortable.
Lank, what did you do with Irina?
When I heard that there are cats inside, I chucked her in the bushes and ran up. No, I
guess I'll go pick up Irina from the. Oh.
She's like a frisbee stuck up in a tree. You gotta like throw your shoe up to try to dislodge her.
You throw Blinsky up, he gets caught up there. It's this whole rigmarole. All right, the woman who thinks she's a cat, she goes up to the cats that come out the front door. And she starts, like, prowling in and around them. The rest of you don't know that these are asshole cats, but they don't seem to mind her.
Aww.
Interesting.
That's weird.
So, yeah, Lank, you can head back up to try to get the other 2. And, Will, what do you do?
What is this compartment?
Behind the panel in the bookcase, there's a dusty 10-foot square room with a curtain window and shelving. Looks like kind of like a closet in a way, but with storage. Except the shelves are completely bare, except on the bottom shelf directly away from this secret door lies another iron chest. This one looks a little larger than the one you picked up.
I try the key on the one that's on the shelf.
It works.
Okay, what's in there?
The iron chest contains several items.
Oh, boy.
A silk bag containing 180 Electrum pieces.
Yes!
Is that a currency?
Yeah, yes! Electrum is basically equivalent to half a gold piece, or 5 silver pieces.
Yay!
There's also a leather bag containing 110 gold pieces.
Oh my god.
A wooden pipe, like a smoking pipe. There are 5 scrolls. I'll tell you now, because I won't remember to tell you later.
Okay.
I'm assuming you're not taking the time to look at them all. They're notarized deeds for parcels of land.
Oh, yes! This is Will's, like, wet dream.
They were given to the Wachter family by Count Strahd von Zarevich nearly 400 years ago. A supple leather case containing an unbound manuscript titled The Devil We Know. It appears to have been written by Lady Fiona Wachter. It is a poetic manifesto attesting that the worship of devils can bring happiness, success, freedom, wealth, and longevity.
She's crazy. Oh, this is hilarious.
A blasphemous treatise bound in black leather titled The Grimoire of the Four Quarters, written by the infamous diabolist Devostas.
I have no idea, but I am interested. What the heck is that?
This person, if you've heard of him, he was drawn and quartered for his fell practices, but did not die.
He's the guy from Ghostbusters 2! Count V, he is Viggo!
You have heard tell, anybody who, when you share this, I'm just saying it now because we're talking about it, you've heard tales that reading this grimoire would drive a person mad.
Don't do it, don't do it.
And you also find a very old letter to someone named Lady Lovina Wachter from one Lord Vasily von Holtz.
Oh, Vasily! Oh my god, this is the jackpot. It's, oh my god.
Thanking her for her hospitality, loyalty, and friendship over the years.
Whoa.
Who is Vasily? I don't remember.
He's the one that asked Henrik to keep the vampires in his coffin shop.
But again, this is still all kind of out of character right now.
Right.
Again, you're not reading all
yeah,
this.
Yeah. And none I'm of writing you. It down. Yeah.
And that's it.
I dump that crap in my bag. I probably can't fit the other treasure chest in my bag, or can I?
It's small enough. It's a small.
Okay. I'm going to just tuck it all in there so I don't have to hold it all.
Okay.
There's nothing else in here?
No.
Investigation? No, I don't need to do
Go
that.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Nope.
I didn't even look at it. All right. I run back out. I smell to see if there is smoke and to see if there is Lank.
You run into Lank, who's down almost on all fours, trying to urge another cat out of the room.
And I'm like, cute. And then I run down the hall. And then I'm like, you know what? Should I look in this freaking room where the lady was? There's probably nothing in there, but maybe I should look in there. I'm going to look in there. He like takes a deep breath and goes in the room with where the little kitty was.
Okay. Lank, give me another animal handling check.
19.
Ooh. All right. You're able to get the other two out the room and down the stairs.
Scruff them so that they're less aggressive.
All right. You've kind of got the sense for them now. You're able to do that without getting mauled by them.
This dwarf running down smoking like house, like down the steps with cats like with two hands. The best.
As you get down to the base of the stairs, it feels noticeably warm there on the landing. The doors on either side are closed, but you can start to kind of see, if you recall, they're stained glass. I think these doors are. Anyway, let's say that they are. And you think you can start to see the firelight like flickering through them on either side.
As I get the cats out, do I see that the Catwoman is hanging out with them?
Yes.
Then I would ask her, are there any others?
Little kitty doesn't know. These are nice cats.
You've never seen these cats?
No.
Oh. Well, shit. Lang puts down the cats and runs back inside.
Okay,
where are you headed?
Back, looking for more cats.
Okay.
I didn't know if Will had done a complete census.
I mean, when you did well enough with your roles, you know that there weren't any other cats in that room, unless they're, again, behind some other kind of secret door or something.
probably just going to do one more check upstairs, because if they would at this point be able to smell the smoke, so they'd probably be loud, and so he mm-hmm. would be able to hear them.
Okay.
Hopefully.
So you can start checking the other rooms up there. Rufina, are you still readying your water? Is there anything you're doing otherwise?
No, I'm doing the water thing. Are the flames, like, coming out of the windows now?
You see some on the side of the house where, you know, the cellar is. You know, the sort of right side, if you're facing it from the front of the house. That's, like, where the kitchen is. And if you look in the window there, you can see that the flame is really starting to get going in there.
All right. Making it rain.
It's a pretty big fire, so you don't think you're going to be able to stop it.
No, exactly.
This house is probably going to go up.
I just
want to
make sure that Link gets out. And Will is out already, right? Or did
No. Still... No, Will. No. You haven't seen Will. He's still upstairs.
So I'm going to get it to sort of focus on the places where I can hear them bumping around inside a little bit. Okay. Or I think I can anyway, so... Here comes the rains!
Yeah, maybe focus on, like, where it's maybe getting closer to the landing, where the stairs
exactly.
come down or something
yeah.
like that. Okay, cool. So you help to suppress, at least, the fire in that area. Is there anything that the Bathwack's doing? Are you just waiting, or...?
Yeah, I'm just going to wait. Is Blinsky still unconscious?
Yes.
Does he need medical attention, or is he... Like, is he dying, and we haven't been...
You don't think he's dying, but, I mean, you think that would certainly help him out. He does not seem to be doing too well. You don't think if you leave him alone that he's going to pass away here outside, but...
I don't really want to revive him at the moment with all the crowd and stuff.
Sure, yeah, people are starting to gather a little bit. And they give you a pretty wide berth, being that you look like a turtle.
Oh, and I'm probably covered in blood. Oh.
Yeah, that too. Your sword is, at the very least. And it, to be honest, it probably is really caked on there, because you had that bone dust on you too, so it's kind of very thick on you. It's really, really glued onto you there.
Gross. Organic glue.
Will, where are you headed?
I was in the kitty room.
Oh, you went to the kitty room. That's yeah. right. If you recall, it has a bed with shackles mm-hmm. on it. Leather straps, rather. And that is the only piece of furniture in this room.
Is there any, like, anything written on the walls or anything? Like, just...
You notice some, like, scratch marks, mm-hmm. as if made by fingernails, but low down, like, along the baseboards,
any
on
the
bottom of the floor, anything
like
that.
Any of the planks of the floor, like, loose or anything? Can I go stomp around?
Investigation.
Is there a closet?
There's no closet.
Plus.
If there's no closet, it's not actually your bedroom.
That's true.
That's true.
It's not classified, though.
Ugh. God, Fiona Wachter, you're just trying to show me up with all your bedrooms.
You don't find anything like that in this
room.
It's
a 22.
No, you don't find anything like that.
All right, I keep going.
There's only one more door. It's on the other, across the hall from the library. That's the only door left that you haven't gone in.
Okay.
And it's another small bedroom, similar to the other one you had looked in before. Modest.
Are there any stairs going up?
You have not found any sign of any kind of...
No attic?
Attic
anything?
Space or anything like that in any of the rooms.
All right. Quickly, like, looking around and kind of trying to judge if there is an attic, like, would I be able to kind of judge to see if, like, imagine whether there is an attic in this place?
Based on the ceilings in these rooms, they're pretty high. You don't think, you think that it's certainly possible that there isn't an attic in this place. Certainly not, like, in the Baron's house.
Okay. Rummage around in this bedroom, I guess, a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead and roll an investigation while you do that. Right. Lank, as you're poking around up here, Will has pretty much thrown open all the doors, and you don't find any sign of any further cats or anything like that.
Might be time to go, Will, says Lank as he gets ready to head downstairs away from the fire.
See if there's any food in the kitchen. Seems like this place doesn't have, like, anything, and food is kind of good for people, right, in this town?
I feel like food might be on fire at this point.
All right, well, don't get yourself on fire. Don't worry about me. I'm fine. He has a way of getting out. If he needs to.
You say that to yourself out loud.
He has a way of getting out. And I chuck myself on the chin like, yeah, good job, Will.
Are you talking about me? What? God, you're weird. All right, I'm leaving.
Yes, I am. I rolled a 22 to search this bedroom.
You don't find anything of
really?
Value.
Wait, wait, wait. I thought we said it doesn't have a closet and therefore can't be a bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was the other bedroom, which also doesn't have a closet.
Oh, all of these are not bedrooms. Lady Fiona Walker was just trying to show
a slender wardrobe in it. But that doesn't count. So, Lank, you headed out? Do you try to go to the kitchen like you were commanded to do?
I don't know why I'm being sent to the kitchen. The house is on fire.
Make yourself a sandwich. I think you deserve it.
I think Lang gets about halfway there, and then he's like, what the fuck am I doing? And he leaves.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much accessible right from the base of the stairs, but that was one of the places where you were able to perceive at least heat, if not actual flames, standing right there.
I'm going outside.
the kitchen was directly above the source of this blaze.
Okay.
So Lank's headed out. What about you, Will?
Staying there forever.
Yep. He's gonna run downstairs and.
Okay.
How scary is it? Does it seem like the house is on fire, even though the fire isn't?
You would not want to go left. That's for sure. That is very instinctually bad.
Basically, what I want to do is stay in any room where there's a window, so I can look out the window if I can, because I can cast. This is my thought. I can cast Misty Step if I need to get out of the house, as long as I can see where I'm going. So that's why I'm not as afraid of running around this house. If the fire bursts in a room, I can, as long as I can look out a window, I can cast myself and teleport outside.
Okay.
So
your only other option is to your right.
Okay.
If you go through that door, the flames have started to.
Oh yeah.
To raise up through the.
All right, then I'm going. Okay. I'm gone. Yeah, no, he doesn't want to like run through fire. He was, you know, while it was available. Cool. Yep.
Okay. So everybody is outside, and you can watch gloriously as the flames go up. As you step outside, you hear a couple of people go, "The Baron! The Baron!"
Yep.
And some of the bolder members of the community come up and say, What happened?
Oh, man. The oven caught on fire. No.
As you start to speak, people start to gather around.
Oh, hello. Yes. Hey, yes, I am the Baron. Hello, everybody. So, can I recognize anyone who was maybe outside of my house this morning? Hello, everybody. Who was outside of my house this morning? You know, this has been such a fun day.
As a house collapses into flame behind him.
A window blows out.
Right. So everybody.
Oh yeah, I forgot to play the sound before.
Ooh, fire! Your car going by.
That was the Trogdor sound he makes when he goes.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, any of you were any? Can I recognize anyone who was outside, maybe outside of the house this morning, or
roll a intelligence check?
Okay. 14 plus 1 is 15.
You think you recognize a few people that might have been there? They seem to be the kind of people that are front of the crowd types.
Okay. Ugh, well, oh my goodness. I'm glad I saved all those cats, you know? Your Baron is a brave man. And,
Link's about to interject and then realizes that we need to keep up pretenses, but he gives Will a withering glare.
Yeah, that's right. I saved all of them. So any of you were at my house this morning, saw Lady Fiona Wachter and her ridiculous accusations of all kinds of things. I drank a gin and tonic right now and I'm a little not able to have a sentence. All right. Alright, so any of you...
Wow, that derailed a bit.
If any of you were...
I need to slap you real hard.
Alright. So he's like, okay, so I don't know if any of you were outside of my house this morning, but Lady Fiona Wachter came and accused Izek. Poor Izek. Oh, God, Izek. Poor innocent Izek, who is now perished in the flames. Yes. You
hear a couple gasps.
Yes.
And it's just, all of this is terrible. But, you know, Lady Fiona Wachter did try to kill me. She tried to kill me.
Finger gasps.
We found it out in our interrogations inside my house today. And then we came over here to investigate because, sadly, all is not well!
The biggest gasp of all.
She, that devious woman, was running a cult in her basement!
Surprisingly, no gasps.
Hey, you guys. If you knew that, why didn't anyone tell me?
Yeah. A couple people stuff a hood back in their clothes.
Oh, man. And now my secret guard, where are they? Are they all here? Hey, there's one. He was about to help me save the cats, but I did it before he could help.
Like, just looks at the ground.
Oh, this poor Baron needs to have somewhat of a legacy, Lank. He doesn't say that.
I was going to say
before I die, when I enter this house and die, go out in a... All
right. I started this fire so that I might go out in a blaze of glory. Everybody watch.
Yes, but my secret guard has defeated this evil cult. Look at them. Behold, the secret guard.
You get like a kind of a weird, like hesitant applause from some of the crowd.
Hey, I don't see you clapping.
As soon as you say that, the crowd erupts in applause.
Yes!
And cheering.
Woo! Woo! Secret guard!
Fourth called guard because we're not secret anymore.
Yeah, they're just the guard now. All right.
We've been promoted.
So, you know, and I have to say, your old mayor has been kind of a fool. I'm sorry, everyone, because all is not well. It's true.
You say that so often, that might be our new town motto.
All is not well. It is. I think I might adopt that as the new town motto. But I need all of you to stop pretend gasping, because, and he looks at, he tries, this is him actually going to try to use, like, charisma, persuasion. You just be like, listen, I know, I've known for some time, your old mayor isn't half the fool that you thought he was.
You see some people about to try to gasp, and then they choke it back.
And I hired these guard because I knew that there was bad stuff happening, and yeah, that's about it. This house is on fire now. It's probably going to collapse. We've defeated the cult. Strahd is probably going to eat us all. But we have to figure out a way to pull together as a town. We've got to do it, or Strahd will separate us and eat us, eat everyone. He's going to eat us.
You know, Baron, I have to say, you're worried about making sure everyone knows you saved the cats as your legacy, but I think your legacy might be as a speechmaker.
No, I'm dying.
Oh, we again. Know.
I think he is coughing like, oh, the fire. I'm using that. I battled it as much as I could.
You are singed from the initial yes. blast.
Yes. Ugh, this fire. And we even have a young woman who I'm probably going to have to use her help. She's from a neighboring town. She's another burgomaster's daughter. She's going to help us, help lead this town, bring it back to what it once was before all these crazy cultists and everything happened.
You gestured to her. She's slumped unconscious.
She is slumped unconscious.
She's still wedged up in a tree.
Yep, she's dangling by her foot from
the ground. Guys, wake her up. Oh, man. All right, you know what? I'm going to wake her up. And he goes over and he's like, watch your mayor. Watch,
oh,
I'll do it.
I don't think... Oh, seems like a terrible idea.
What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I don't know where she... Is she really in a tree?
No.
In a tree?
You're going to wake her up and she's going to ignite the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, then good riddance. Then we don't have to save these people anymore.
You guys are all saying this out loud. Yeah.
Um, Yeah, he goes over. Yeah, I think he's going to go over and he's going to see. I mean, is she like wakeable?
You mean by like shaking?
Yeah,
or...
is she revivable? Shaking her?
What you're doing doesn't seem to be. Oh, if you try that, it doesn't seem to be waking her up. You think some healing is in order?
Oh, healer! Anybody got some healing?
Do you have any potions or anything?
I do have one healing potion.
Do you want to try to palm that?
Yes! All right, here we go! Actually, do I have to palm it? Well, I mean, I'm just a dude.
It depends.
All right, let's see. All right. I think that the mayor is someone who would try to, like, palm a potion and see if he could. So I don't think Will's that ashamed if people do spy it. It's, like, probably typical stupid mayor behavior.
So you're not... Are you actually going to try to hide it or not?
Yeah, yeah. I'll try to hide
Sleight
it.
Sleight of hand.
All right. 11 plus 6. 17.
You succeed.
All right. I'm going to sleight of hand that shit into her mouth.
Except everybody... All of you know that he is doing this.
Okay. Watch my majestic powers! Don't laugh, you guys!
Not too late.
And he's like, he's looking at them like, I'm gonna do it. All right, I'm gonna do it. Nobody's saying anything. And he gives her the potion, I guess.
Okay. You're able to get it into her mouth, and she stirs a little bit and swallows a sip and wakes up and is able to swallow the rest.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll the healing for
it. I don't know how to do that. It just says healing potion.
It's 2d4 plus 2.
4. 4.
Wow.
Oh.
Nice.
2 4s plus 2.
You're good at shoving things down people's throats.
Oh, that sounds weird.
I meant that not euphemistically, actually.
Okay.
But it came out that way anyway.
Nice.
So anyway, she stirs, she opens her eyes, she looks around.
And I'm like, hey, shh, I'm going to introduce you as the mayor. Okay, just... Just, you're going to be like the mayor's buddy.
She's kind of unfocused, her eyes are kind of unfocused, and she, kind of curls up and starts to cry.
Oh, no. Oh, she's crying. She's been through a rough day.
It's not, like, violently, like, okay. Scream crying, like you think she might erupt in flames. I mean, you don't really know what sets her off, but okay. It seems to be very quiet and...
Crap, she's just crying, man. I don't know. Let's see what I can do. Press to digitate something funny into her face.
Here's a clown!
Oh, man.
What about anybody else? Does anybody else... Would anybody else do anything if she wakes up and starts to cry?
I don't have anything left.
I mean, it doesn't have to be magic. You're also a person.
Are you suggesting we use human emotion and empathy?
I think I should stay away from her.
Yeah, you should, turtle jerk.
Rafina told you to use a stern glance or whatever against
Izek. Irina, are you okay?
Yes!
No.
Perfectly fine.
Do you like go up to her or?
Yes, I've gone up to her.
Okay.
I was just thinking, I will cut her a piece of meat with my pocket knife.
That's a terrible idea too.
Sorry.
Jerky fixes anything.
We're off her big pieces of meat. Will's waving funny things in her face. She's gonna be fine.
You come up near to her, and she kind of just like pushes herself like up against you, Rafina.
Aww.
But is still very sad.
Irina, I know this is a hard moment.
Also, very hard to relate to, probably for most people.
Yeah.
But now you get to be mayor.
Yeah.
You can burn this town down if you want. Just maybe. Wait till we've gone.
Give us a couple of minutes head start.
The crowd doesn't really look like it knows what to do at this point. They kind of seem like they're kind of shuffling around awkwardly.
Hey, don't you look awkward. She's crying. Haven't you ever seen a lady cry? She's been through a lot today. And she,
is overcome with joy.
Right.
About her new position.
Right. She's so excited about being mayor, co-mayor. or full-time mayor because I'm probably going to retire.
Man, this speech is like, guys, I've been foolish, but not as foolish as you think. And it's time to make some changes around here.
And by the way, I'm no fool.
This will be remembered as your Gettysburg Address.
Well, seeing as how the Blue Water Inn is burned down too, and there's probably no wine to drink. That's what I was trying to do in there. I was trying to save some wine. I didn't see any in there because it was on fire, just like the other wine. So your town sucks. I mean, this town is definitely starting to suck a whole lot.
All is not well,
but we do need to forge on because, man, oh man, Strahd's probably going to come and kick our asses if we don't.
This is the best pep talk ever.
Strahd's going to kill us all. I'm out of here. Meet your new mayor, this one-and-a-half-armed, crying ball of girl.
And I don't expect I'll see any of you ever again.
Oh, my God.
Now you're going to say, I don't know half as well of you as I like, and yeah. I don't like half as well as I can't talk.
Exactly. It's my 111th birthday. 111st birthday. Who knows? I am the Baron and I don't know how old I am. Because I, even though I am the real Baron, I'm forgetting right now.
Rufina comes up to Will and or to the Baron and tugs on his garments. Psst, hey.
Yes?
It's time to cut it out. Let's go.
Right, what do I say? Go away, everybody. Go home. God. She's obviously crying right now. We can't introduce her, I guess. I'm trying to make her stand up. Rufina, make her stand up. I don't know what to do.
She needs a little time.
Oh, come on. A little time.
You told the crowd to go away, and most of them are starting to disperse. I mean, they're not really, like, leaving because they want to see. It's not often you get to see a house burn down, and the satellite's been out for a couple weeks, so they've been pretty bored, so.
Rufina goes, here, kitty, and she's calling the cat lady over.
Okay. She immediately bounds over to you.
Would you mind nuzzling up to this sad lady here?
Little kitty can do that. And she, pads over to, Irina and kind of sniffs at her for a little bit. And kind of spins around and curls up, sort of in.
Aww.
Allows Irina to spoon her, basically.
Interesting. In the middle of the grass, just weird ass shit going on.
Yep.
Better than the sibling kiss.
That's true.
The crowd has mostly dispersed, like I said, at least backed away, and they're kind of watching what's going on. But there's this one old man who remains, and he comes up to you, Will.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Baron, may I have a moment, please, sir?
Yes. Of course. I always have time for my constituents.
With one foot out of this town.
I just wanted to ask for your, he seems very nervous, your assistance, My grandson last night, he was stolen from us. There were these monsters that came to our house, and they took him away. I chased them out of the house, and I, as you can see, I'm not very fast, and the western gates were hanging open, and they stole him out of the town.
Holy shit, we're gonna have to move all these townsfolk to some other town, you guys. This town. This is a shitty town. All right, hello, sir. right. Now, you know, I'm going to turn you over to Irina. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure she can solve your problem. Wait, your grandson, how old was he? Is he? He's. I'm sure he's totally alive.
Nice recovery.
My grandson, he's Nat. He's 8.
Oh my god, this game is depressing. I mean, life here is sad.
These
monsters were they vampires?
They were men, but they were covered in hair and
what?
They looked like they had these long teeth and snouts. I don't know what they were.
Like werewolves or something? Would I even know what that is? I'm sorry. I don't know if werewolves is an
you
appropriate
know what
thing
that
to
is.
Say.
Well, if you know what a were-raven is, then you've got to know what a werewolf is.
Well, clearly, it was not a bird. It was actual hair. It wasn't one of those weird raven guys.
Weird what?
All right, never mind. It was definitely hair. Not feathers. Okay. It was maybe a werewolf, something like that?
I don't know. They ran off down the road. I don't know where they took him.
And out of the town?
Yes.
And who lives with you? His parents? You're his grandfather?
His parents died. He lives with me.
Does he have any siblings? Is it just you and him?
It's just he and I, yes.
All right. Well, you know what? My secret guard is a bunch of badasses, and they will handle this!
What?
But do we have any clues? Do we know where they went? Do we know? Are you in trouble with some gang of werewolves somewhere? Do you owe any werewolves money?
Has this ever happened before?
And if so, why didn't you lead with that?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I don't know why the gates were open, how they could get in. I mean, it seems like he looks over at the house on fire. It seems like a lot is going on today.
Yes.
Irina actually seems to be comforted by this woman next to her, and she's kind of sat up a little bit. She says, and she's trying to regain her composure a little bit. She says, I did hear, when I was at the church, there were people... I thought it was just, you know, gossip or whatnot. People talking about, they said the word werewolf, something about some sort of issue. They were saying they had heard tales of a den of them near Kresk. Apparently, some children had gone missing there. I don't know.
See, this is why you're gonna be the next mayor.
She looks kind of confused when you say that. You don't know if she was really listening before.
Please, please, just please bring back my grandson. Bring back Nat. I beg of you. I beg all of you. I'll give you everything I have.
And he gets down on his knees and looks up at you pleadingly. And as he does, you hear from within the building a significant part seems to be structurally unsound at this point. You hear a large crashing sound and a gout of flame and spark shoot out some of the windows that are no longer existing, and the camera pans out and fades to black as we call tonight's session to a close.
Oof. Oh, good. I don't have to do any more talking.
But it was cheerful.
After that gin and tonic, holy moly.
That was the perfect timing.
The best thing ever.
Oh, goodness. How are we going to save this poor town? They have no guard. They have no anything.
Well, we're not in charge of saving the town. We're just trying to get out.
Oh, my God. It's terrible. Of course, I have, like, the character that doesn't care that much, but Katie is sad. I don't want, like, it's like all these, there's children and shit. They're just all gonna, like, die. This is depressing.
It's Ravenloft.
This is, like, a supremely depressing game.
Is there a cheerful world where, like, at every turn we get rainbows?
I should have come up. Please help me! I lost my hula hoop! I was playing with it in the street! It flung off my arm and went rolling down the street, out the gate! I don't know why it was open!
And yet I'm still happy because it was adorable to watch it fly away.
Please help me get my hula hoop back!
Yeah, and then we spend all of us getting to know the hula hoop's personalities and loves and dislikes, and then we kill it.
We set it on fire.
Yeah, we burned that whole hoop to the ground.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.